From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. An hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with Indonesian-born pianist Joey Alexander. He was born in 2003 on the island of Bali. Even now, as he's just entering his early teens, Joey has already earned a reputation the world over as an up-and-coming jazz pianist, and yet he's had no formal jazz education. He's performed at festivals around the world, and he now records for the Motema label. We'll turn to his debut album from 2015, recorded and released when he was just 12 years old. And he's in a trio here with two seasoned jazz musicians, Larry Grenadier on bass and Ulysses Owens on drums. From the album My Favorite Things, this is their take of a John Coltrane classic, Giant Steps.
Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded on January 4th, 1957 at Rudy Van Gelder's Hackensack, New Jersey studio, a band co-led by trumpeter Donald Byrd and guitarist Kenny Burrell, and the second of two sessions they recorded at the Van Gelder studio within the span of 1 week. The first session took place on December 28th, 1956, with two reed players, Jerome Richardson on tenor sax and flute, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, also Mal Waldron on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. The January 4th, 1957 session featured slightly different personnel, with only one reed player, Frank Foster, on tenor, Tommy Flanagan on piano, and still with Doug Watkins and Art Taylor. And as I said, we heard from the 1957 session. The session released as the LP All Day Long, the previous session issued as the LP All Night Long. Both of them combined on a two-CD set on the Phoenix label. From the all-day-long session, we heard Slim Jim, a piece penned by Donald Byrd. Joey Alexander, an up-and-coming pianist from Indonesia before that, from his debut album from 2015, My Favorite Things, and that version easily becoming one of my favorite versions of John Coltrane's Giant Steps, outside of the original, of course. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with more sounds out of the 50s as we turn to Kenny Drew on piano leading his quartet, which at the time included Joe Maney on alto and tenor sax, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Clarence Marabell on drums. From 1955, an album released on the Blue Note label called Talkin' and Walkin'. This is Hidden Channel. Thank you.
I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Irresponsibly mad for you.
That's a quartet fronted by drummer Roy Haynes, a session recorded in the early 90s for the French Dreyfus label. The album When It's Haynes, It Roars, with Craig Handy on tenor sax, David Kikoski on piano, and Edward Howard on bass. We heard Steps. The vocal in the set came from Japanese singer Minami, M-I-N-A-M-I, born in Osaka, Japan. She now resides in Berlin, Germany, and has become a fixture on the Berlin jazz scene. From her debut album from 2016, the album Aguas del Mundo, Waters of the World, it's a collection primarily of standards, given a Latin jazz treatment, although her musical influences are as diverse as rock and roll and traditional Japanese folk music. We listen to Call Me Irresponsible. And we began the set with the Kenny Drew Quartet from 1955 and the album Talkin' and Walkin'. We heard Hidden Channel. It's all part of the jazz scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website for more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1608. We've reached the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin with the Bill Evans Trio, and a session from 1962, Bill Evans, of course, on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, and Shelley Mann on drums. This originally appeared on the LP Empathy. It's been combined on CD with another 1962 session from Vibes player Dave Pike and his quartet, which featured Bill as the pianist, the album Pike's Peak, both issued as one CD. This is the closing track from the Empathy session, I Believe in You. Thank you. Began that set with the Bill Evans Trio from 1962, I Believe in You, from the album Empathy, Pike's Peak. We followed that with some classic West Coast sounds from 1957, and a sextet fronted by drummer Mel Lewis. Mel is probably better known in jazz history as a sideman, but this was one of his recordings as a leader. With two reed players, Charlie Mariano on alto and tenor sax, Bill Holman on baritone and tenor, Jack Shelton, trumpet, Marty Paish, piano, and Buddy Clark on bass. From the album The Mel Lewis Sextet, we heard Zigzag. And lastly, from 2001, a track from the debut album from British saxophonist Wayne Escoffrey, featured on tenor sax, in a quartet with Aaron Goldberg on piano, Joel Forbes on bass, and Carl Allen on drums. The album Times Change, we heard That's All. And, unfortunately, that's all for this hour of jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you so much for your company. Join me again when you can for more of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.